Hey, it's 11 Point Collar's 30th episode, and as we always do when the episode number is divisible by 5, we're celebrating our anniversary by attempting to revamp the franchise. That's right, we're celebrating 30 episodes of Frog Scout Fun with the 11 Point Collar T-shirt Design Contest, a commemorative book, 11 Point Collar Limited Edition Playing Cards, J.D. Hansel Limited Edition Plush Dolls from Manhattan Toy, Limited Edition Frog Scented Perfume, 11 Point Collar Limited Edition Shoelaces, and as always, limited edition means too expensive for you to be able to afford. Plus, coming soon, that picture of Moki that they use over and over again and just use Photoshop to flip horizontally so it looks different will be available as a $200 5x5-inch print. So dance your cares away and enjoy this special episode of 11 Point Collar brought to you by the Hub Network and weirdos like you. Thank you!
It's 11 Point Collar, hosted by J.D. Frog Scout Hansel.
Hi there, everybody. I'm your host, J.D. Hansel, bringing you this special episode of 11 Point Collar, which is all about Muppet anniversaries. I'm going to stay away from Sesame Street anniversaries, as those would take forever to cover. Plus, Ryan Rowe of ToughPigs.com wrote reviews of the different Sesame Street anniversary specials, so until I get around to my own coverage of some sort, you can look for that link on this show's page at boobersblog.com. Which reminds me, you can contact me at jd11pc@gmail.com, like the Facebook page at facebook.com/jd11pc, and follow the show on Twitter at jd11pc. And now it's time for trivia time. The Muppets have released a whole lot of great albums aside from their movie soundtracks, and sadly, many of these albums are hard to find on CD today. Back in the 80s, they released a record album to celebrate their 30th anniversary that came out around the same time as their television special, A Celebration of 30 Years. Just which album was that? Was it A, Favorite Songs from Jim Henson's Muppets, B, Jim Henson Presents Silly Songs, C, Muppet Hits, D, The Muppet Show Music Album, or E, The Best of the Muppets? The correct answer was A, Favorite Songs from Jim Henson's Muppets, which featured songs from The Muppet Show, The Muppet Movie, The Great Muppet Caper, The Muppets Take Manhattan, Muppet Babies, Rocky Mountain Holiday with John Denver and the Muppets, Sesame Street, Emma Daughter's Jug Band Christmas, and Fraggle Rock. All of the music on this album comes from previously released albums, aside from a newly recorded version of Abcadef, but it's still not bad. Plus, if you bought this album, you got a free poster! Alright, and here we are at the main segment of our show. This is where I like to slow down, and let's just go through Muppet history and see what fun and interesting stuff we can find. The first anniversary that the Muppets really celebrated was their 30th. I just mentioned the album they released that came with the poster. The picture that the poster uses seems to be from the same photo shoot as the one in which they got photos for promoting their television special, as it has all of the same photo puppets, but it very closely resembles the photo used on the cover of a book called Jim Henson From Puppets to Muppets, a book released in 1987. But it was a year earlier in 1986 when they made The Muppets A Celebration of 30 Years. This special featured Muppets from a whole variety of productions, though mostly characters from The Muppet Show and Sesame Street. It's really just a big party that the Muppets are throwing in which they go through Muppet history. Sadly, they don't do things in chronological order. They do, however, start with Salmon Friends, as they should have, and some of the Salmon Friends characters cameo. The Muppet Show, Sesame Street, the Muppet Movies, and the other children's programming are all talked about, and they have little video clips that go along with the history, but this special does not focus on Jim Henson productions outside of family-oriented puppet shows. But all in all, it's a nice show. Let's hear a clip.
He says it is now time for a moving tribute to Kermit. Brought to you by the ever-popular Talking Food.
I don't know how many of you realize how difficult it is for vegetables to break into show business.
Yeah, when we first started out, the audience used to throw people at us.
Yeah, but the Muppets changed all that. Kermit was the first to recognize that we vegetables have talent. We're not just part of a balanced diet.
Kermit is interested in everyone and everything, no matter how strange.
This is Kermit the Frog speaking to you from the planet Coosbane. There's a hush in the air. This is the traditional time of courtship of the Coosbanian creatures. We're waiting now for the male Coosbanian creature to make the first move. Hark, that may be him now. Now that is the wonk-wonk signal to the female creature. Let's see if she makes the traditional response. Now, that is the traditional response to the wonk. There she is, and what a beauty. They're going to do the jolly old hoop hoop. This should be very exciting. It's a television first, ladies and gentlemen, the Coosbanian jolly old hoop hoop. Once again, love comes to Coosbane.
Do you know what it takes to be a Muppet? Cookie!
Moving right along, the next big Muppet anniversary was the 25th anniversary of The Muppet Show. This was celebrated in 2001. Boy, that's a big jump. With the Muppet Palisades figures. Though after they made the first three sets, they stopped promoting the Muppet Show's 25th anniversary on the package art. Anywho, they did not stop promoting the 25th anniversary there. Much like with Sesame Street's 40th anniversary, the Muppet Show was 25 for a few years. In 2002, they came out with an album called Music, Mayhem, and More, which featured music from the show and all of the movies that had been made up to that point. In 2003, they produced a bunch of ugly Happy Meal toys to celebrate the Muppet Show's third year of celebrating the Muppet Show's 25th year of being celebrational. But the cool thing about this anniversary was in 2001, as most of you listeners know, when they did Muppet Fest. This was the only official Muppet convention ever made, at least as far as I could find, and it featured Kermit and the Muppet Show gang, plus characters from Muppets Tonight, and appearances by Bear of Bear in the Big Blue House, and Elmo.
What was the first Muppet project you ever worked on?
First thing I ever worked on was Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. You know, there's a little song from that that is perfect for you, Robin. Why don't you sing it?
When the mountain touches the valley, all the clouds are taught to fly. Thus our souls leave this land most peacefully.
Though our minds be filled with questions, in our hearts we'll understand.
When the river meets the sea.
With a sure and steady hand, when the river meets the sea, when the river meets the sea, when the river meets the Almighty.
Next in line is the Muppets' 50th anniversary, which was by this time celebrated separately by both Disney and the Jim Henson Company in 2005. What I mean by this is, in September, the Henson family screened a selection of movies celebrating 50 years of the Jim Henson Company, and in October, Disney sent Kermit on a world tour celebrating Kermit's 50th anniversary, because by that time Disney owned the Muppets. But Kermit's world tour went from Kermit, Texas, a good place to start, to Houston, Texas, to New York City, and that was his world tour. Not much of one, considering he only went to two states, but this was because of a shift in management at Muppets Holding Company. Disney also released the Muppet movies, or the ones that they had control over, on DVD. FYI, Disney does not have the rights to release The Muppets Take Manhattan or Muppets from Space. Anyways, at the Paley Center for Media, the Henson Company hosted a one-day 50 years event, focusing on the stuff they still owned, and then the Paley Center also held Celebrating 50 Years of Jim Henson and the Muppets, which featured productions from all over the place. Then, in 2007, the Henson Company started celebrating everything they had, from Labyrinth to Fraggle Rock to Dark Crystal year after year after year, all of which came with special DVD releases and some so-so merchandise. Of course, now they're celebrating the Fraggle's 30th, but I would just like to remind you that in 2014, it'll be Sesame Street's 45th anniversary, in 2015, it'll be The Muppets' 60th anniversary, in 2016, it'll be The Muppet Show's 40th anniversary, and in 2019, it will be the 50th year of Sesame Street, and then we'll have to tell a whole lot of people that there is no Veggie Monster, so be prepared. And now, some clips for Mother's Day, featuring Muppets and their mothers.
Oh, wow. Oh, hello there. This is Grover, up in a high tree. Boy, that was a hard climb. Yeah, today I'm going to show you about cute, little, adorable, lovable little birds. Yeah, and oh, right in front of me is a bird's nest. And in the nest are 3 eggs. Yeah, and very soon, very, very soon, I think the little eggs are going to hatch. Yeah, let's watch carefully, okay? I think I hear one. Oh, there's one. Oh, there's 2. Oh, there's 3. Oh, dear.
Mommy, 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 can I have a TV?
Oh, no, no, no.
Mommy, can I watch TV? Mommy,
no, wait, no, wait. No, I'm not your mommy. I just up here for just to tell everybody about your bird. I'm not your... Oh, here comes the mommy bird. Okay, watch.
Oh, my babies have hatched. I'll count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, and you're the cutest little bird of all. I have juicy worm for you.
No,
open
I'm not
your mouth.
I'm not a little bird. I'm a monster. I don't live here. I don't want a worm. No, I do not like worms.
Well, I'll leave it there for when you're hungry.
I will never get hungry for a
worm. Now it's time for our flying lesson.
Oh, wait, I do not fly. No,
mommy,
I'm a...
Mommy,
no, I am not your mommy. Your mommy is right here. I'm not your mommy.
Flap your wings.
I'm not your little birdie. I cannot
flap. Come on, flappy, flap,
I am not your mommy.
Flap your wings.
Yes, ma'am. Remember what I said about birdies being cute and adorable and lovable? Well, forget it.
I've just been to a ding-dong down dear old Brixton way. Old Mother Brown, the pearly queen's 100 years today. Oh, what a celebration was proper, la-di-da, until they rolled the carpet up and shouted, "Na den ma!"
Oh!
On his barrow, just like a proper swell. And Mother Brown said, "Come inside and bring your milk as well." It nibbled Granddad's whiskers, then started kicking out. And as Ma Brown went through the window, we began to shout.
Oh! He's a Mother Brown, he's a Mother Brown. Under the table you must go, E-I-E-I-E-I-O. If
might get you bending. I'll sew your legs right off. So knees up, jump in the breeze, up, knees up, Mother Brown.
Hey, last verse.
I crouched around the window, they had a lovely time. The kid sat on the railings, thought it was a pantomime. Paul went round with his tits fur, collected one and three. We shouted, come on, mother, show him your agility.
Been looking everywhere for you.
Why?
What do you mean, why? We couldn't find you. We got so worried.
You did? Well, you missed me?
Well, of course we missed you, sweetheart. Why do you think we wouldn't?
'Cause all you seem to care about now is Princess Azalea.
Oh, you silly Billy, come here. Oh, you know, mommies have enough love to go around for all their children. Oh, it's just that sometimes they show it in different ways. And sometimes one child may need more attention than the other ones, like when they're sick or when they're very little, like Azalea.
I love her 'cause she's tiny and small. I love you 'cause you came first of all. Tiny and small love came first of all. Love, mommy will love through all her days. You and your sister, different ways. I love her 'cause she has to be fed. I love you 'cause you make your own bed. She has to be fed, love, make your own bed, love. Mommy will love through all her days. You and your sister, different ways. I love her 'cause she's small and helpless. She has to be washed and dressed each day. I love you 'cause you're big and helpful, and you can read, sing, and play. I love her 'cause she's sugar and spice. I love you 'cause you're awfully nice. Sugar and spice, love, awfully nice, love.
Tiny and small, love, came first of all, love.
Mommy will love days, you and your sister, different ways. Mommy will love through all her days.
Me, you and your sister, different ways.
Tootie, cutie.
No, man.
Well, that just about wraps up this episode, so until next time, waka waka wubba wubba weeba weeba, and God bless. Take care.
Mama!